It's Morning Edition from NHPR, and it's officially November. There's lots to do in New Hampshire as the fall season continues. New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoitz, joins us now to talk about what's going on in the Granite State for this month. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Okay, a lot of us think that it's getting colder, the days are shorter, we're starting to go in a little bit, but there's plenty to do, isn't there?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, well, sell me.
All right, well, tonight, if anybody's looking for something to do on this Thursday evening, you should definitely check out the Distiller's Showcase of Premium Spirits, which is a long way to say go taste a bunch of yummy alcohol.
That's one way to deal with the longer nights, I guess. Yeah,
I've been pretty much every year they've held it, and it's really fun. It's now the Hilton, I believe, in Manchester. It's the downtown Manchester hotel.
And what are we going to find there?
Oh man, so much great stuff. If you're a Scotch fan, I think you should definitely check it out. Tons of great scotches from around the world. A lot of whiskey, vodka, gin, pretty much anything that is a spirit is there, and it's a really good time.
So samples, sparingly.
Samples, yes. There are little samples, although little samples add up, so be careful.
Absolutely.
Plan for a ride if you need to. Lots of food there, too. It's a good time.
So Veterans Day coming up. Do you know of any ceremonies or parades that people could attend in the Granite State?
You know, my recommendation would actually be, I mean, certainly there are some parades and ceremonies, but the Wright Museum, I don't think a lot of people know about it, but it commemorates World War II. And it's related to Veterans Day in that, you know, it honors people who served. And right now they have an exhibit that actually talks about the civilian effort in World War II, you know, Rosie the Riveter.
Sure.
People who left, you know, their homes and got jobs, especially women who maybe had never had a job before. And they have a lot of artwork from the era that is really interesting. And I think it's a nice way to reflect.
And it's probably a different aspect that we don't think about necessarily.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not going to be there for much longer, so I would go check it out while you have the chance.
Okay, Thanksgiving coming up. Obviously a big day. A lot of people spend their time with family for a few hours. Some people go out shopping afterwards. But for you, are there anything special or unique that you would want to direct listeners to?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if people know, but Sarah Josepha Hale was from New Hampshire, and she's called the mother of Thanksgiving. So we have, you know, a real connection to Thanksgiving in New Hampshire, I think.
It's a real backstory about how she campaigned for Thanksgiving.
She did, yeah. She wrote letters to the president. So, you know, I like to think about Thanksgiving in sort of a historical way, and a good way to do that is the REMIC, Country Doctor Museum and Farm, which is a really long name. But it's a really cool place in Tamworth Village, and you can go for one of their hearthside dinners. And you make a meal with the people there as you would have back in the day, you know, on the hearth. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Reservations do close a week before it takes place. I believe they close on the 9th and it takes place on the 17th. I've never been myself. A few people that I know have been, and they said it was a really good time.
If you really want the authentic Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So what's your top pick for the month of November, Erica?
Ooh, well, the Distiller's Showcase, I'm pretty excited about that. But then later on in the month, if you're someone who's maybe a little bit bah humbuggy about the holidays, I kind of find myself that way. I really like to go to the Palace Theater's production of The Christmas Carol, which starts at the very end of the month. It really puts me in the holiday mood when I'm not quite there yet.
does it kickstart the holidays for you?
It does, yeah. Definitely for me, that's a good way to start it out. They also have a production of The Nutcracker at the Palace that takes place in November. So either one of those, they're really beautiful productions. If you've got The Christmas Carol memorized like most of us do, it's a really elaborate way to see it come to life in a way that might surprise you.
So we're just done talking about Halloween, but here we go. It's the rush now. The holidays are here.
It really is. And forgive me, because at the magazine, we're always a month ahead. So I've been thinking about Christmas for the last month.
But you know what? Pace yourself. The holidays, there's a lot to come. It's Erica Thoitz from New Hampshire Magazine. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you again in a month.
Sounds great. See you then.